launched a Saphir 2 rocket, a two-stage rocket. The word Saphir means ambassador, apparently, carrying a communications satellite into orbit and making Iran, I believe, the ninth nation in world history to put a satellite into orbit. And this is, of course, it's a technological accomplishment for Iran. And one of the most important things to note about it is that this was not technology they went out and purchased from North Korea or Russia or somewhere else. They did this themselves. They did the indigenous technical development of the two-stage rocket and developed the technological know-how to put a satellite into orbit. So because of the similarity between satellite launching technology and missile launching technology, this is obviously an issue of grave concern. A White House spokesman called it a matter of acute concern, was the word that the White House spokesman Robert Gibbs used. So they're not there yet in terms of an ICBM, the Intercontinental Range Ballistic Missile technology, and there are some differences between your basic communication satellite and a warhead. The biggest one, of course, being that the warhead is supposed to come back down to Earth, whereas the satellite just keeps orbiting the Earth and beams signals back down. To bring a warhead to Earth, you've got to get it back through the atmosphere, and you have to have shielding, heat shielding technology, which is not so easily done. You also have to have some idea of where the warhead is going to land in order for it to be an effective weapon, and that's not so easily done. So Iran still has some technological hurdles. The other thing that specialists have pointed out, of course, is that the satellite itself is lighter in weight than would be a nuclear warhead. And so to get a heavier weapon of that kind on into space and into intercontinental range, you'd need a more powerful rocket, which, of course, the Iranians are developing. This was not actually the most powerful rocket they have. So definitely an issue of concern today on Thursday, as the Senate looks at the confirmation of Leon Panetta to be the CIA director.
Yeah, it's one thing to have nuclear capability, which is a big concern. It's another thing to be able to have nuclear capability that you can put up in space.
That's right. Deliverability is something that the specialists, the arms control types, talk about. The ability to sort of, you know, take a forklift and take a big old bomb and put it out in the desert somewhere and blow a big hole in the desert in a test, it's all well and good, but unless you can deliver that weapon on your enemy, you don't really have a weapon. You just have a big boom. So missile capability paired with developments in nuclear technology are therefore issues of grave concern.
So that sort of shifts the focus to being able to launch these sorts of things, and that maybe works for Panetta.
It certainly the CIA, the U.S. intelligence community is pretty good at tracking missile development. The reason being that missile development generally involves flight testing, and flight testing can be very carefully monitored by Western intelligence. That's not the same as saying we can stop it. I mean, one purpose of our intelligence gathering on the nuclear front is to say that if Iran isn't quite there yet, if they still need some new technology, we can clamp down and try to prevent that technology from being imported into Iran. But here with the missiles, they appear to be developing the capability indigenously despite economic sanctions. So the tools available to the U.S. on the missile front in terms of stopping progress in Iran are pretty limited. But it certainly adds pressure to the intelligence community to be reporting accurately on worrisome developments from Iran, because those will then feed into the negotiations that the new administration has talked about having to try to head off Iran's nuclear progress.
So can we afford to shift our focus from the nuclear capability to the missile capability, or we need to keep a focus on both of those
things? Well, certainly, I tell you, it seems to me to be an added concern in this sense, because the U.S. posture is essentially one of making demands or asking for concessions, depending on how you want to look at it. We want them to stop their nuclear program. Well, now they've got an advanced missile program, and we would appear to be in the position of now asking them to stop that too. That's another demand. So it just sort of makes it harder to get over the line in terms of accomplishing your goals for U.S. negotiators. It's just one more thing to worry about. The administration is still contemplating this question of whether to deploy missile defenses in Central Europe, which is, of course, a matter of concern to Russia. Russia has expressed grave concern about it, even though the U.S. government has maintained that the missile defense shield would not be aimed at stopping or even capable of stopping Russian missiles. So if there's a new elevated concern about Iranian capability, that might make it harder for the Obama administration to say, well, we're not going to go ahead with what my predecessor wanted to do vis-a-vis missile defenses in Central Europe. And, of course, if we do go ahead, then we're going to have tenser relations with Moscow, and that could help Iran because, of course, Iran has cultivated a close relationship with Moscow.